Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron decided to call a snap election following a bruising loss to the far right in a European Parliament ballot, Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
It's a roll of the dice on his political future and could offer the far right a shot at real power. Macron's stature has been diminished since he lost his absolute majority in Parliament 2 years ago. Discussing the snap election call, a source close to Macron said there was a chance he could win back a majority by taking everyone by surprise. But they added that if Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally, or RN, does take over, the gamble is that the next 3 years would demonstrate their incompetence to voters and undermine their bid for the presidency in 2027.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. An Israeli raid freed four hostages and killed at least 274 Palestinians in Gaza on Saturday. The mother of one of the four Israeli hostages rescued is grateful to have her son back, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For It My Year, whose 22-year-old son Almog was one of four Israeli hostages rescued, says her wish has come true.
I haven't stopped smiling since my Almog was returned to me.
On October 7th, Hamas took 250 hostages. Her son was one of them.
I had my first full night's sleep in 8 months.
120 hostages remain, about a third are believed dead. The Israeli rescue operation claimed the life of one commando, and Gaza's health ministry says 274 Palestinians were killed, including 64 children. I'm Julie Walker.
Hamas welcomed a UN security resolution backing a plan for a ceasefire in Gaza on Monday.